And now this is a dictation for Rachel, or excuse me, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Hadley, H-A-D-L-E-Y, March 2952, addressed as a letter to Dr. Sarbepalli, 866-3504. Dear Dr. Sarbepalli, a follow-up for Mr. Hadley, chronic kidney disease, diabetes, nephropathy, hypertension, last visit in March. He's a tall, large, obese person, comes accompanied with wife, uses a cane. Was off diuretics. Underlying congestive heart failure. Hypoxemia down to 74%. Was in the hospital for 5 days. Diuresis done. They cannot tell me for sure how many pounds improvement. Do not check his weight. They think overall might be 15 pounds weight loss. Has not been doing a salt restriction. Denies vomiting, dysphagia. There is constipation, no bleeding. Chronic nocturia, but no incontinence, infection, cloudiness of blood. A stable dyspnea, rest and or activity. No purulent material hemoptysis. Presently no chest pain, palpitation, syncope. Uses a CPAP machine as well as 4 liters of oxygen at night, occasionally during daytime. Denies purulent material hemoptysis. Edema significant improve. There has been multiple falls, poor balance, denies loss of consciousness or trauma or fracture, multiple bruises but no bleeding, nose gums, does not check blood pressure at home, but in the office apparently is okay. Next paragraph. Medication list review. Notice the hydralazine, Norvas, Labetalol, Demadex, Metolazone. On Farxiga, diabetes management, next paragraph, present weight 281, blood pressure 130 over 50, few rules on the basis. Irregular rhythm rate less than 90, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, umbilical hernia, no inflammatory changes, about 2 plus edema below the knees bilateral. Next paragraph, there is a discharge summary. Excuse me. Yes, a discharge summary from Grand Rapids. He was there from May 30 to June 3rd. They mention his prior aortic valve replacement, Watchman procedure, atrial fibrillation. Preserved ejection fraction, diastolic type. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are from August, creatinine 2.2, from a recent as high as 2.5. This appears the new steady state over the last 9 months. For a GFR of 30, stage 3 to 4, a normal sodium, potassium up to 4.9, elevated bicarbonate lightly from diuretics at up to 36, a normal glucose, albumin, calcium, liver function test not elevated. Prior anemia of 12, prior phosphorus normal. Prior albumin in the urine more than 300, by definition gross proteinuria, but non-nephrotic range. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD, stage 3 to 4. Next number. diastolic type congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, next number, morbid obesity. Next number, metabolic alkalosis, likely a combination of two diuretics, and probably morbid obesity, respiratory failure, hypoventilation syndrome, respiratory acidosis. Next number, monitor upper potassium. Next number, there has been no need for phosphorus binders. Nutrition is normal, calcium normal. Next number, prior Watchman procedure, has atrial fibrillation. Aortic valve replacement. I do not see anticoagulation. He used to be on Eliquis. Next number, anemia without external bleeding, EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. Next paragraph comments. Continue present regimen, the importance of salt fluid restriction as a way to minimize the amount of diuretics. Agree with the use of Farxiga, tolerating diet without, the use of Farxiga, multiple benefits for heart, kidneys, no major electrolyte imbalance, and no evidence of infection, urine, or soft tissues, perineal area. Continue to monitor over time, end of dictation.